This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch for a Friday morning. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet streaming online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can also check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all kinds of news and information over there. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Hello, good morning.
Well, we've got President Trump, and I've got a little short 39-second blurb here that I'm going to play of him. So let's listen to what the president had to say in regards to Iran and the missiles that were fired at us, and then we'll get into something else here, which is also pertinent.
Attack. It was not, we didn't start it. They started by killing one of our people and wounding badly other of our people. So that you call retribution. Ukraine, if you look at what happened with Ukraine, that's a hoax. Well, this is a hoax, too. Iran went in and they hit us with missiles. Shouldn't have done that, but they hit us. Fortunately for them, nobody was hurt. Nobody was killed. Nothing happened. They landed. Very little damage even to the base. They landed. But we had a chance to take out a monster. We took him out, and it should have been done a long time ago.
Well, there was damage to the base, the Al-Assad base, but had there been people in those buildings, there would have been injuries and fatalities, no doubt in my mind. How about you?
Well, we had advance warning.
That's right.
So we were already bunkered.
Right. Now, the other thing that we need to talk about, and he mentioned Ukraine in another sense of the word, is this aircraft. Because, again, it's a fantasy that Iran is saying, well, if you have proof, we want your data on the missile telling us what to happen. Now, the United States was being polite because top of the hour news, they mentioned accidentally that Iran accidentally shot down this aircraft. Now, there's a couple of ways that could have happened. They have the SA-15 missiles there from Russia, the surface-to-air missiles batteries that they have there. Now, if they had them locked in the automatic mode, one of those missiles could have been fired at an aircraft that they thought was incoming, coming at them, and that would explain something. Now, if that happened, all you got to do is tell us. But they're not going to tell us because they don't want to admit to something like that, that they actually shot down a passenger aircraft and killed 176 people.
They're using the tactics that Moscow uses on every kind of scandal. And the reason that they are inviting some conferring with the United States is because they, and if we comply and how we comply, we have to be careful because that would show our methodologies and technologies that we have that show by infrared the first engine ignition of any kind of a TOR missile that took off. And so we have to be very, very cautious if we accept the invitation to participate in the investigation on what we share with Iran. So now the NTSB, they would do the technical part of the plane, but anybody else within our authority and within our official capacity, we have to be very careful what we would even begin to talk about with Iran on this. Otherwise, we'd let out too much classified information.
Let's listen to what Sean Hannity had to say yesterday, because here's a little blurb of what he had to say in his radio show, which drew a lot of fire in his TV show last night.
Any idiot, and there are a lot of dumb people, frankly, on TV, telling you the President Trump, they keep repeating it, doesn't make it true. They want to take this country to war. They're not telling you the truth. It is now the exact opposite, as we have learned. Sadly, it's one of the many lies that the Democrats, the mob, and the media, state-run TV for the Democrats, have been spouting surrounding the very serious situation in the Middle East. Just last night, you had a reporter working on Roswell Rachel Maddow Area 51 conspiracy theory channel, known as MSDNC, the official arm of the Democratic Party, parroting Iranian propaganda, putting on the air that 30 Americans were killed in Iran's missile attack.
Okay, they did do that, and I did hear it, and you heard it too, and when you and I were first confirmed back and forth, I said there's reports out there of fatalities and American this, that, and the other, and we later found out that obviously that was not true. But, you know, obviously they were trying to make things sound good, and it just wasn't that way.
Yeah, I had actually seen those reports immediately. I think I actually sent them to you in a direct message.
You did.
And then I saw another one where there were 80 deaths. So I held off in a big, huge way, and I was going to my points of contact trying to get some kind of confirmation. Of course, it was very early, and I did not get any, so I left it alone. But I did see where... you know, media was reporting that, and I just went, wait.
Yeah, CNN reported it. All right, hold on. So did MSNBC, come to think of it. All right, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And if you have any questions, Kathy Curtis is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, when it comes to gun shows, smaller is definitely better. I like it because you can get around, see everything. Doesn't take you 2.5 days to do it. And Two Guys Gun Shows are my preferred gun show because coming up this Saturday and Sunday, January 11th and 12th, they will be at the Hernando County Fairgrounds in Brooksville from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. Now, Saturday, I will be at the Hernando County Fairgrounds in Brooksville with the lovely Susie Q from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, you can browse the tables with the most modern, up-to-date guns. Plus, they've also got one of the largest displays of antique weapons, from the old black powder and revolutionary weapons to Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam Wars. All the accessories that come along with it, too. And it's just a good old time. And don't forget, if you want to take the concealed carry class, they have that, too. Now, they usually have the class at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon or thereabouts. So if you want to pre-register for the class, you can go to twoguysshows.com, the website, twoguysshow.com, and give them an RSVP and tell them you want to take that concealed carry class. Very good opportunity to do that. And the folks at Two Guys Gun Show, they're the real deal. Twoguysshows.com is the website, and I'll see you live Saturday with the lovely Susie Q at the gun show in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. All right, and I was just prodding Denise Simon to see if she wanted to come up there, and your comment was you got a gun in every room.
Pretty much.
All right, so that takes care of that. That's kind of funny in a way. All right, well, again, going back to this vote that was taken yesterday, the resolution that came out of the Congress, tell us a little bit about that, because there were three Republicans that voted with the Democrats, but there were 8 Democrats that voted with the Republicans against this thing, but it did pass.
Non-binding. It was a gesture. It was something that Pelosi wanted to put out there for her Democrat caucus. So when her little Indians can go out there and ask for votes when their reelections come up. They go, hey, you know, we voted to, you know, limit Trump's power to go to war.
Yeah. And again, Matt Gaetz.
It means nothing.
We had Matt Gaetz here in Florida. We had, let's see, the other guy, I forgot his name now, but he's not running this year. They voted against
Rooney.
Okay, yeah, Rooney. And he's, I don't believe he's running this year. I think he's, he's retiring or whatever.
But on the other hand, let's understand that, and I'm not, you know, endorsing Matt Gaetz's vote by a long stretch, but he does in fact represent a district that probably has more military than any other voting bloc across the United States.
Well, he's got the Pensacola Naval Station. He's got, I believe, Eglin
right.
Air Force Base, and there's another. I believe there's two air bases in his district.
So that I'm thinking that's part and parcel of the reason that he voted that way. But
okay.
It means nothing. It's a gesture. So
okay, now
you know, he's not going to go anywhere.
Now we've got a little he said she said contest going on between Mike Pompeo and John Kerry. Pompeo, Secretary of State Pompeo, told Kerry that it was a fantasy, with Kerry telling that Obama's nuclear deal with Iran benefited the United States. Well, I don't think it benefited us. I mean, they got $150 billion. They started tinkering around with their nuke program. It was non-verifiable. You had to give them 24 days notice to get the IAEA inspectors in there if they would let them in. And by the way, there were several times when they wouldn't let them in.
Well, you have to understand how that inspection process works. You have to first request a visit by the IAEA and then the reason for the visit. And then Iran has time to look at all that, and then they have a response, you know, either confirming or denying the reasons why. There are other locations that they're not allowed to go to at all. And so, yeah, I mean, there has not been an inspection yet. Let's just put it that way.
Now, Rudy,
as far as John Kerry goes,
uh-huh.
He has an organization. This is important to necessarily understand. He has an organization that's called Diplomacy Works. And this organization is a fun one because this is how he, in fact, is really become a lobby. He's on the payroll. I mean, if for nothing else, with Iran. So, the advisory council's got some interesting people on it. That includes Tony Blinken, Wendy Sherman, Nicholas Burns, Michelle Flournoy, who, by the way, Gerald Mattis wanted as his assistant.
Uh-huh.
Robert Malley, who is completely anti. Semite, Jen Psaki. So there's some names that you may have heard of before, but this is the front operation that Kerry has. It also includes Ernest Moniz, who was the technical guy, and Frederica Mognini. Richard Lugar is on there. So yeah, there's a bunch of really.
Now, there's something interesting, and I usually don't get involved in these conversations, but what the hell is going on with Meghan and Harry? Because Meghan now reportedly she's moved to Canada, and she's not going back to Britain, so she says. She's there with the baby, so have they split up as a couple, or what is all of this?
No, I don't know if they moved, but they did have a vacation there. And she wants to apparently give up the life of royalty and permanently move to what they said was North America, where they would become financially independent. So after the vacation, they went back and I don't know if they notified the Queen or not, or the Queen found out by media or whatever, but, they're furious.
Yeah.
So, the other thing that's interesting is he's really, you know, the relationship between he and his brother is kind of interesting because, you know, he's kind of blown off his brother, too.
So. Yeah, yeah, and the two women don't get along, the two sisters-in-laws or whatever, they don't get along. But then again, she blew off her father, blew off her family. But anyway, let's go to Rudy Giuliani right now, because Rudy has filed an interesting lawsuit for illegal spying by the feds to obtain warrants through the FISA court to do what they were doing. And Rudy and his associates, both in his business, and I think the guys that he sent to the Ukraine, too, I think that's all part of this.
Well, he had those two, Parnas and Fruman, that were charged. But yet there's a third person by the name of Andriy Kukushin, who is Ukrainian, but he's a California businessman. And so the FISA warrant that was issued by the Southern District of New York, by the way, which has almost become its Ninth Circuit, the Southern District of New York is the one that filed a FISA warrant on Andriy Kukushin, and they found nothing. So that would say that they found nothing, apparently, in communications that whatever was in the FISA warrant application wasn't accurate or good enough, that there was nothing that came out of it. So now Rudy's furious. Probably rightly so.
All right. Now, we'll wrap up with this final little topic here. The impeachment trial could start next week in the Senate, because it looks like McConnell is going to bypass whatever it is that Nancy Pelosi is doing.
Pretty much.
And they don't need her. Yeah, they don't need her.
She's being catty and snarky,
uh-huh.
as she was yesterday when she was asked about it in her press briefing.
Uh-huh.
But it's not going to go anywhere. Pelosi knows that, and so this is kind of like the same thing with restricting Trump's War Powers Act resolution yesterday. So. This is opposition research and resistance on full display, paid for by the taxpayers.
So what are you writing about today?
I may talk about the Iranian nuclear deal, because there's some bigger consequences there than I think we realize.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you on the weekend show, so stay low, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com, and you can catch her on the weekend show. And by the way, somebody asked me about the podcast a few minutes ago. The podcast usually shows up on my flagship station, theanswertampa.com, and I put it up once I get into the studio, so that's where it goes first. And GCNlive.com, it's over there too, my syndicator, hour by hour, you can look in hours. I'll be right back, don't go anywhere.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The president addressing a large red, white, and blue crowd in Toledo, Ohio at a COG Keep America Great rally.
Earlier in the day, President Trump, speaking at the White House, standing firm on his decision to kill top Iranian terrorist Soleimani. The president telling reporters, "We caught a total monster.
We did it because they were looking to blow up our embassy. We also did it for other reasons that were very obvious."
Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi on Capitol Hill holding a news conference and holding a war powers resolution vote in the House aimed at limiting the president's ability to strike Iran in the future. It's a non-binding resolution, Republicans calling it weak because it will never become law. It's basically the House sending a note to the president saying, "Hey, we don't approve of you doing any further action against Iran." You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, if you're interested in making, $50,000, $60,000 a year to begin with for a 40-hour week, because that's what they average as an aviation maintenance tech, then I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. And we're going to hear more about them because they've got two locations to serve you. I'll tell you all about that, and here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses, two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard of Tampa Bay. Now, in 14 short months, you will wind up being a certified aviation maintenance tech. It is a lifelong certification as long as you keep your license current. So guess what? Guess what? NAA.edu. is the website, NAA.edu.
And when you look at that, then give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Tell them you want to take a tour of whichever one of the locations that you want to go to, either the one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater down here in Tampa Bay. The number again, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Well, the Army warning Americans about a wave of fraudulent text messages falsely telling Americans that they've been drafted into military service. And, you know, it's something for a 75- or 80-year-old guy, because I had a fella come up to me last night at the Republican Party meeting that I spoke at in Hillsborough County, and he told me he got one of those text messages. And he said he was honored, but he'd already done his thing for God and country. The guy was a retired colonel, and he said they were drafting him. He knew it was nonsense to begin with, but, you know, don't panic. If you get one of those text messages, just delete it. Forget about it. Whatever you do, don't answer it, because it's they may have a virus attached to it. Now, the Navy has set a timeline now to get the way over budget and delayed aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford to operational status. Now, the new year is bringing a revamped effort by the big Navy to transform the delayed and way over budget aircraft carrier and get it out on the sea. By the way, the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln has now arrived in Pearl Harbor. The aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln is inching closer to home and on Wednesday stopped at Pearl Harbor for a port visit. Also, the FBI has asked, the FBI has asked Apple for the Saudi shooter's telephone data. Remember the Saudi aviation student who investigators said fatally shot three sailors at the U.S. Naval Base in Florida last month? Well, they want his telephone data. And by the way, the aircraft carrier Carl Vinson, while we're talking about aircraft carriers, is going to switch its home port back to San Diego this summer after more than a year and a half undergoing maintenance in Bremerton, Washington. It'll go back to San Diego and be there. The Air Force, by the way, the F-35A Lightning II fighter wings at Hill Air Force Base in northern Utah have reached full warfighting capability. The Air Force announced that. And also, the Air Force has selected 1,571 officers for promotion to captain. That's a large amount of people. And the Marine Corps is now offering a $30,000 bonus for qualified aviators who agree to return to the active reserve component for 3 years in order to fill critical aviation shortfalls, according to the December Marine message. $30,000 bonus to return to reserve flying, active reserve flying status. Also, the National Guard, a guardsman fired from the Postal Service in 2000 for military service, has now received a notice that he's to return to work. Now, this was something that created a big brouhaha, because after nearly two decades long of a legal battle with the post office, it entered a new phase this week when a soldier received a notice that it was okay for him to return to his job with the U.S. Post Office after being fired in 2000 because he had to go to active duty in the military. And I thought at the time when this was going on that this was ridiculous, and thank God that it did work out the way it did. By the way, veterans, in case you haven't been paying attention, a major veterans group is saying that the Trump administration has been ignoring Russian disinformation campaigns and been targeting U.S. troops and veterans for nearly 2 years now. That's coming from the Concerned Veterans for America. That's all I know about it. That's all the story says, so I don't know anymore. And As the U.S. and Iran teeter back and forth on the precipice of whatever it is they're going to be doing, the Trump administration is expecting to unveil a $740 billion fiscal 2021 Pentagon budget, a number essentially flat from 2020's $738 billion budget signed into law by the president last month. We'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens there. Now, the Bell V-280 Valor tilt rotor demonstrator that was out flying around flew autonomously for the first time at the company's Arlington facility with two different sorties that they made out there. This is high-tech, new aircraft, and we'll see what happens. All right, let's drift down over here real quick. Ian, you got about a minute. Go for it.
Yeah, real quick, further than my point from a couple hours ago, all these Democrats, liberals, leftists, progressives, whatever they call it, they got 20 different names. That's just to confuse us. They're all communists, okay? They're screaming about Iran. Has anybody ever thought of the possibility that just like with the illegal alien problem, that Iran's paying them? And they don't want to see their gravy train get busted up. How do we know Schumer, Pelosi, Ilhan Omar et al. Ad infinitum don't have hidden bank accounts in Switzerland, Luxembourg, Vanuatu, that banking haven in the South Pacific by Australia, or Cayman Islands? How do we know they're scared not only for their physical safety, that they're afraid they're going to get wrecked by the Iranian sleeper cell, but their gravy train's going to end? It was a fact that George Galloway, a former labor MP in Britain, was on the payroll of Saddam Hussein. How do we know that our politicians, particularly the Democrat side of the aisle, aren't getting paid, just like it's been my contention, they're on the payroll of the cartels and the illegal immigrant slave importation lobby?
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, we know that a lot of them are on the payroll of George Soros. George Soros gives a lot of money to a lot of the Democrats. As a matter of fact, was it Cortez Ayoc? She just got, by the way, Ayoc is a millionaire right now. After all the nonsense about millionaires and billionaires, she's now a millionaire, so she's got no room to talk. And by the way, so isn't Elizabeth Warren. She's got no room to talk. These people, whatever they tell you they're complaining about, they may actually be themselves. Think about that. Because a lot of what they're doing is telling you what the Republicans are doing in their opinion, but they're the ones that are doing it. And this is misrepresentation. It's a diversion, if you will. It's trying to distract from their own stuff. But we're a little bit too smart for that, most of us, because we pay attention. And I will say this, the audience that we have here, you guys pay attention. And I'm really happy to see and hear that. By the way, special shout out and thank you very much to the Hillsborough County Republican Party last night for treating me like a king. I appreciated that. You're great people over there, and we'll see you again sometime. So, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along, coming up with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, in this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog of Wall Street, is brought to you by our good friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside Mixon's Fruit Farm at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. Now, Mixon's Fruit Farm is in the Florida tourist magazine that you get at the travel centers and whatnot. And inside the Mixon Fruit Farm store is Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Go there, check them out. All the bread's homemade. They've got homemade soups. They've got homemade chili. The sandwiches they have there are to die for. The food is good. And by the way, when it comes to dessert, orange swirl ice cream. It just doesn't get any better than that. Orange swirl ice cream. So, check them out. Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside Mixon's Fruit Farms at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Mr. Michael Bloomberg is challenging Mr. Donald Trump by saying the wealth in America is in too few hands, and he wants to do something to distribute the wealth.
You don't go about distributing it. You just go about how
earning
a lot
it.
Of these. Exactly. That's my point, what I've been saying. I've had taken issue with the stock options that continue to be handed out to executives. I think that if you're going to pay somebody, you pay them a salary. If they want to go ahead and they want to buy the stock, they can buy the stock. And I don't, if you're going to issue stock grants to people within a company, which is fine. I think it should be equal to all employees across the board. But when you see guys like, major CEOs making $1 million or $2 million, it's kind of laughable. I mean, the CEO of Google is making $2 million a year. You could be a bench warmer, in Major League Baseball and you're making a hell of a lot more than that. But he's making much, much more based upon his stock options. I have no problem with paying people salary, paying people what they're worth. The options are a bit of a problem, which is causing the disconnect.
Well, what would you say if I told you Taco Bell, you know who they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is dangling a $100,000 salary in a tight worker market for their upper-level management people?
Well, I think that's great. It's cash,
right?
Mm-hmm. And if they can afford to, and I'm going to pay people that. I don't take issue with people making, you know, salary. It's the same thing with, you got movie stars out there that are making a lot of money. Well, they make a lot of money because the people go to see their movies.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you're a professional athlete, a lot of people go to watch you play or you sell a lot of jerseys or you're an effective manager of a company. When someone starts a company, and they are an entrepreneur, and they own the company. That's a different story. I mean, Bill Gates is as wealthy as Bill Gates is because it's his company. I mean, he started Microsoft. It was his idea. He owned the shares from the get-go. Steve Jobs, you know, many others. I have no problem with that. You know, the issue is we've got a lot of managers out there, not entrepreneurs, making ridiculous sums of money, and it's all in stock. It's a bit of a disconnect.
Now, what do you think about this headline? The IRS watchdog is saying that the IRS is unaware of 9,774 political nonprofit tax-exempt organizations.
They're unaware.
How could that be?
I know that audits are down big time. I don't know. Maybe some of the people at the IRS have backed off to some degree because we all know about what happened with the Lois Lerner and targeting certain nonprofits based upon the fact that they thought they were of a right wing political persuasion.
Tea parties. She went after a bunch of tea parties, including some right here in this area.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, nonprofits, a lot of these nonprofits get away with nonprofit status and they shouldn't be nonprofits. I've also gone after colleges and universities for being nonprofits. I don't seem to understand how you can have a multi-billion-dollar endowment fund and call yourself a nonprofit.
Mm. Now, folks, we're talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Find out more about him by going to the website watchdogonwallstreet.com. Disney has been kind of having a little fun lately, doing a little struggling back and forth, right? And suddenly they've announced that they're going to mount a big 2020 rally.
Who's going to be the 2020 rally?
Disney Corporation, Disney.
A rally for what? I'm sorry. I don't know what this is about. Now.
Well, what this is it says the real secret to Disney's success is its ability to make money from its content a dozen different ways. And lately, their content has slowed down. Their revenue has slowed down. But Disney says they're going to mount a big 2020 rally and a big comeback.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with the, you know, my thought. We signed up for the Disney streaming service as a family. We got like a bundle deal with Hulu and whatnot. And, you know, I've gone on to the service. It's got all of Disney's content. I mean, if you want, you know, all of its the superhero movies and cartoons and all that stuff. I mean, I suppose it'd be great if you had, you know, young kids and whatnot as a source to go to. But I wasn't. To be honest, I wasn't truly impressed. I know that they had that new Star Wars show that was very popular that people watching. But, as far as I'm concerned, Netflix has a lot more to offer as far as original content. They're going to definitely have to up their game. There's no doubt about that.
Now, you are an Apple guy, right?
Yes.
Well, there's a lawsuit going on right now claiming that Apple stole the tech for the watch they made. And the Massimo, the claims now in a patent lawsuit, which is in court.
Yeah, there's a bunch of these things going on. Sonos the speaker company, as well as suing Google, saying that they stole their technology for their wireless speakers. So, I don't know the nuances of the lawsuit. Sometimes people just file lawsuits to file lawsuits. I'm a little more familiar with the Sonos Google one than the Apple Watch technology. And the Sonos has got a bit of a point. I don't know, like I said, the intricacies of the Apple one with the watch.
Now, there's a lot of borrowing going on lately, and a lot of companies are borrowing money. A lot of small companies are borrowing money. I get things almost every day from people that say, oh, you can get up to $150,000 or whatever, you know, those little things in the mail, which I never touch because I don't believe, I don't trust it. But anyway, companies now are in a rush. There's more and more people that are trying to borrow money cheaply while they still can because they all think that the borrowing percentages and whatnot are going to go up.
Well, I'm not so sure about interest rates going up. I'm really not. I think interest rates are going to remain pretty much muted for an extended period of time. One of the main reasons being is that so many governments are indebted and they need to keep the interest rates down. You might see some fluctuation a little bit. I mean, mortgage rates came down recently, but, the world is awash in cash. There's no doubt about that. And, banks are, they like to lend. That's how they go about making money. One of the things that, they're dealing with is that if interest rates go up, and all these governments have to pay more to borrow, I mean, it's going to blow up a lot of budgets out there. So this is why I don't believe that interest rates can go much of anywhere.
Have you been to the mall lately, or have you noticed some of the trends in the malls where some of these retailers are closing their doors? And by the way, I think it was, wasn't it Sears again closed another bunch of stores?
Macy's.
Oh, Macy's. Okay, Macy's. All right.
About 30 stores around the country is trying to. And then a lot of these retailers are overextended. There's no doubt about that. There's just too many of them out there, and they need to, get down to size. And I think that's, overexpansion is one of the issues where many of these retailers have shot themselves in the foot, making stupid choices in regards to overexpansion. And these, again, executives, not so much entrepreneurs, making really poor decisions. I went to the new mall that's in New York City down at Hudson Yards, that big construction project down there, and I went to it over Christmas, and it's very much a high-end type of a place, but I was there on Christmas Eve, and it wasn't that busy. It really wasn't. I'm kind of saying, where the place is located, and it's kind of far and away from everything in New York to some degree. It's on the Hudson River. The city was packed, and I didn't see a lot of people there. I really didn't, and I was kind of questioning whether or not it's going to be sustainable.
Okay, well, we're running out of time. Music's coming up in the background here, so I'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend.
You got it, Matt. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. Watchdog on Wall Street. And make sure you catch his weekend show all around the country on 250 stations. And if you don't know where his show is at, go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out more. And I will be right back right after the top of the hour news right here with Frank Salvato managing, well, here I go. I almost did it again. The host of the Underground USA podcast and also used to be for the New Media Journal, but he's changed things around now. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.